This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 7 June 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 5 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces in the Gaza Strip. 2 of the victims were extrajudicially assassinated by the Israeli occupation force. 29 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children and a woman, were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation forces have continued to shell Palestinian areas in the northern Gaza Strip, wounding a number of civilians and damaging civilian property. Israeli occupation forces conducted 42 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, particularly Nablus, and 1 incursion into the Gaza Strip. 55 Palestinian civilians, including a child, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces this past week. A home was transformed by Israeli occupation forces into a military site. Israeli occupation forces raided a hospital in Nablus and arrested a patient from the intensive care unit. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. They've continued to close border crossings of the Gaza Strip. The north of the West Bank has been separated from its south, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 2 Palestinian civilians, including a child, at checkpoints in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the apartheid wall in the West Bank and have raised areas of agricultural land near Shavi Sharon settlement in the north of the West Bank. And Israeli occupation forces have confiscated in this past week 1,495 dunams of land in the Kalkilia and Tulkarm areas of the West Bank. Finally, Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 7 civilian facilities were demolished by Israeli occupation forces, and 4 Palestinian civilians, including a child and a woman, were injured by attacks launched by Israeli settlers. For a more complete description of these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.